for everything. Lord, we ask that even today as we talk about hope, as we talk about your coming, Lord, may we be filled with hope in every situation in our life. Lord, we ask, O God, that you give us the Spirit of God. Give us encouragement. Give us the Spirit of encouragement. Give us the Spirit of joy. Give us, O God, that Spirit of expectation. For we know, God, that as we celebrate this season of Advent, O God, we shall have hope. Because hope is on the way. Because Jesus has already given us life and life more abundantly. And Lord, today as we talk about hope, as we talk about, Lord, your coming, may we have hope, O God, that passes all understanding of God. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Even as we hope for your coming. And Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We ask this in Jesus' name. And everybody say, Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go back to our text today, which is in Matthew 24. Matthew 24. If you know what Matthew 24 talks about, this particular chapter or passage in the scripture is called the Olivet Discourse, because this was spoken by Jesus when he was at the Mount of Olives. So he told his disciples about the end of times, and he gave the details of what will happen, or what's going on, or what will happen in the next years to come after he dies, or after he leaves this world. And so, this particular time, before we even celebrate Christmas, the first thing we need to remember is not only the celebration of the birth of Jesus, the birth of our Savior. The first thing that we need to talk about before we even think about Christmas is to think about the coming of Jesus the second time. Because the Advent talks about the coming of something very important. That's what the Advent really means. Some coming of something very important. And when we talk about coming, we don't only talk about the coming of Jesus when he came here as a baby. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Yes, we are looking forward to Christmas. As we can see around us, everybody is celebrating about Christmas. But they don't know, most people don't know, the true message of Christmas. Or why Christmas is being celebrated. So we're looking forward to Christmas, but we are also looking forward to the coming of another important event, which is the return of Jesus. And this is an event that most people don't want to talk about. They want to talk about Christmas, they want to talk about the celebration of Christmas, but they don't want to talk about another coming of Jesus, which is the return of Jesus Christ, wherein he will judge the world in truth and righteousness. And in this book, in this chapter, if there's anything that Jesus said, he said, I will come again. I will come again. And he said, I will come again on the day that you do not. I will come again on the day that nobody knows except my Father in heaven. So for the rest of this series, we will talk about that hope that God, through Jesus Christ, gave us when he promised that I will come again on that day, which we couldn't know.
But because we believe that He will come again, we have hope. Amen? We have hope. We haven't lose our hope because we believe the promise of Jesus that He will come again. But the question is, are we ready for the coming of our Savior? You know, a lot of people talk about the end of the world. Like there was a movie that talks about the end of the world, the movie 2012. It was based on the Mayan prediction that on December 21st, 2012, the world will end. And we know that it's already 2018, and we are still here. So the end of the world did not happen on December 21st, 2012, because the Bible says, we do not know the time that He will come again. We don't know, nobody can give an exact day of when Jesus will come again. He said, even, let's go back to the chapter. Okay, Matthew 24. But as the days of verse 36, but that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, another left. Two men will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at the hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed the house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So the Bible tells us that the end of the world will come at the time that we do not expect. It will come at the time that we do not know. Nobody can tell us. So if somebody tells you that Jesus is coming on December 25 or whatever day, that's not true. Because nobody can tell us exactly when Jesus Christ will come again. The only way to know exactly when Jesus will come, only God knows. Only the Father. Because God is not concerned about us knowing the when. He's concerned about us knowing the why He's coming. So He wants us to know why He's coming. That's more important than the time or the when He's coming. So let's find out from Jesus the reason why He wants us to know that He's coming. In Matthew 24, He tells us the reason why He's coming again. In verse 42 and verse 44, He tells us two important commands, two imperative commands, two things that we must do on a continual basis in order to be ready and prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the main point of Jesus' message here is actually in verse 44. Let me read verse 44 again. Therefore, also you be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. But Jesus is coming at the time that we do not expect. Even Jesus said, I did not know the appointed time for the closing of the age. He will come at a time when we do not expect. Just like the people of the blood, they were inattentive and so distracted, they did not know that blood is coming, and many were swept away in judgment. So the point is, Jesus is coming at the time that we do not know, like a thief coming at an unexpected hour of the night. How many of you have seen a thief or a robber announcing that he's coming a certain time? Nobody does that. He will come at a time that you do not expect. He will not announce it in Facebook. He will not announce it in a text. He will not text you, "I will come this time so I can rob your house." He will not do that. So no one who has been robbed knew when the thief was coming. If they had, they would not have let the thief break in. So Jesus is coming like a thief sometime in the night. It's like what I said, he gave two instructions on how we are to get ready for the coming of Jesus at an unexpected time. Verse 42 and verse 44 tells us how we are to lead, how we are to prepare, how we are to get ready for the coming of our Savior. In verse 42, it says, "Therefore, stay awake." How many of you are sleeping here? Well, at least you are awake. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that you are awake. So what is the message of the passage that Jesus was telling us? Stay awake. Don't sleep. Though sometimes, you know, because of our tiredness, of, you know, life going on in our everyday life, we sometimes get to sleep and forgot that He is coming. But He's saying, stay awake, don't get to sleep. Stay awake, and then in verse 44 it says, "Therefore, you also must be ready." You know, if you study Matthew 24 and Matthew 25, it has only one message. The only one message in Matthew 24 and 25 is be ready. If you study the next two parables after these, the parable of the 10 virgins and the parable of the unfaithful or faithful servant, the only message, the only point of those parables is get ready. Get ready. Be prepared. Now the question is, how do we prepare? How do we get ready? You know, if you study the word awake and be ready, actually it only means one thing. To be awakened and to be ready means to be vigilant, to be watchful. So to be ready and to be awake means to be vigilant. And how are we going to be ready and stay awake and be vigilant? It's like what I said, there are many people who are prophesying or saying that Jesus will come this day. You'll remember there was a man named Miller who predicted that Jesus was coming on October 22nd, 1844. What they did was, all over the U.S., because of his prediction, they sold all their properties and left their homes. And when that day finally came, many wear or wore white robes, and they went up on the mountains and in the trees to wait for Jesus. And you can probably figure out how that story ended. Jesus did not come on October 22nd, 1844. Is that how you prepare? The question is that how you get ready for the coming of Jesus? Is that how you stay vigilant on the coming of Jesus? Read the newspaper every day in order to watch for the fulfillment of the prophecy or the identification of the Antichrist? Is that how you prepare? Does it mean that you need to look at the sky every day and see, well, maybe Jesus is coming today, so I have to watch the sky. Or I have to watch the news. Of course, you need to know what's going on, but that is how we get ready. So what does it mean to get ready? Verse 45 tells us how to get ready. Let's read verse 45 to verse 51. He says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season?" He said, "Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. As surely I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink to their drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day that he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and cut him in two, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. Therefore, or there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So how do we get ready? Or how do we prepare? How do we become vigilant of the coming of Jesus Christ? What do you think is the answer that Jesus said to be the way to get ready? Well, the way to get ready, to be prepared, to be vigilant, according to Jesus, is to be faithful to the Master and His Word. So He's looking for men and women and boys and girls, or Christian or follower of Christ, to be faithful to the Master and faithful to His Word. So the way to prepare for the coming of the Savior is to be faithful to the Master, faithful to Jesus, faithful to the work that He gave us to do. That is the way to be ready. And also Jesus gave us a picture of how not to be ready. And many of us are guilty. Because Jesus delayed his coming, or we think that Jesus is delaying his coming. Because we think that Jesus is not coming yet. Maybe he will come, next time. Maybe it will come on a day that, you do not expect a lot of things. Most Christians, or most people forgot that He is coming at a time that we did not expect. And so the Bible says that servant, that wicked servant, because he sees his master delaying his coming, used that as an excuse. Used that as an excuse for living a life of apathy and indulgence. There's a saying, especially among, those who are drinking a lot. In heaven, there's no beer, so we might as well, drink. So, we forgot that He's coming at a time that we do not expect. And so, we try to enjoy ourselves, live out of the will of God, live in the way that God does not want us to live, thinking that He is delaying His coming. When we look at a faithful servant, even though the master was delaying his coming, He did not stop doing what the Master gave him to do. And that is faithfulness. Faithfulness is doing what God wants you to do, even though others are not doing it. Even though it's not, you know, what other people are doing, or what other people would like to do, you still do it because God wants you to do it. That's faithfulness. And God expects each and every one of us who say they are Christians, who say they are followers of Christ, to be faithful. Amen? God wants us to be faithful. Not only to Him, but also to His work. You know, some people say, I'm faithful to Jesus. But you see them not involved in the church. Not involved in the work of the church. Remember, you cannot separate Jesus from the church. You cannot separate Jesus from His body, from the work of Jesus Christ. So you cannot say, I am following the Master, but I'm not involved in the work of the Master, which is the preaching of the gospel. You know, the kind of servant that was called evil by Jesus was so distracted by fulfilling his desires that he is completely unprepared when the Master returns. You know, there are so many things that will distract us from following Jesus. Jesus knows that. That there are so many distractions, there are so many things in this world that can distract us from doing what God wants us to do. Especially here in America, there are so many things that we want to do, that we want to have, that we want to achieve, that sometimes we forgot that we are not our own master, that we are serving our Master, that we are only to do what He wants us to do. That sometimes we forgot that we are not our own master. And chapter 25, just like what I said, is another point, another message that Jesus is saying, that you must be ready, you must be prepared, because in the story of the 10 virgins, 5 were prepared and 5 were not. And you know what happened? And then in the next part of that chapter, we find that the master who entrusted money to his servants, some of them were not faithful in doing what God expected them to do, but some are not. So the point is, God wants us to be faithful to whatever He wants us. I will not tell you what to do. God knows, and you know what He wants you to do. It means you must be faithful to whatever God wants you to do. You know, Jesus did not tell His disciples that He is coming just so that we can fill the boxes in our prophetic wall chart. He told them those things that we would be prepared and be ready and not be shaken by the things that are happening in this world. Remember, He predicted the destruction of the temple. He said there will be famines and earthquakes. All these things are signs, birth signs, that He is coming. Because He did not want us to be discouraged or distracted from the work at hand. So Jesus is coming at a time and an hour that we cannot expect.
Why is it important to believe that?
Because if you believe that, if you really believe that, you will be ready. You will be vigilant. You will be awake. You will not get to sleep spiritually by being faithful to His word. Now the question is, what does involve in the word of the Master? What is involved in the word of the Master? If you will study Matthew 24 and 35, you will find out what God wants us to do. He wants us to care for the needs of others, especially those that are spiritually blind, those that are needy, those that need the gospel. And there are so many people today that need the gospel more than ever, more than anything else. So we must not be blind to the needs of our community, especially the world that we are living in. So we have to care for the needs of others. We are also to care for the needs of our own household, of our brothers and sisters. So if you see a brother or sister that needs prayer or needs something, we have the responsibility to help, to care for them, to love them, to pray for them, to encourage them. And then we also are called to serve other people, those that are not part of our household or for our community. We are not an exclusive lot. We must bring them to the community of faith by serving them, by displaying the gospel to them. Of course, last but not least, but we are called to make disciples of all nations. We are called to preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations, of all peoples around us. That's the work of Master. And He expects each and every one of us to be involved in the work of the Master in order for us to get ready. So if you are saying you are getting ready, you're getting prepared, that means you're doing something in the kingdom of God. You're not just sitting there, amen, doing nothing, going to church every Sunday, but not doing what God wants you. Question is, are you faithful and a wise servant of Jesus Christ? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, then all of us have been called to carry out the Master's word until He returns. The question that I have for you and me is this. Do you wake up each morning with a desire to please Jesus Christ? Do you set the course of your life wherein your attitude is, I will be shaped by the fact that Jesus could return any day, so I might as well do what He wants me to do. If I believe that He's coming, I want Him to find me being faithful to the work which He called me to do. No, I saw a bumper sticker once that says, Jesus is coming. Everyone, look busy. As silly as mocking that sounds may be, all of us can fall into the very same trap. You know, we can get busy doing something, but not exactly what God wants us to do, just to show off to people that we are doing something. That is not what I'm saying. We must do exactly what God wants us to do. What it means is we are committing our life to a course of action that is pleasing to the Master in every respect. It is commitment to His agenda. Remember, Jesus said, not my will, but let His will be done. And it involves sacrifice. If we have to sacrifice our time, sometimes we don't have time because
We're so busy, we don't give ourselves completely.
Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. To become a follower of Jesus Christ, you must leave everything to him. And let him show you what he wants you to do. Not tell him what he wants you to do. Brothers and sisters, the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Will he find you doing what he tells you to do when he comes? My prayer is this, that may each and every one of us, driven by the love of Christ, and that each and every one of us longs in our heart to hear from Jesus these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter now into the joy of the Lord." How many of you want to hear that? We want to hear that word from Jesus that says, "Enter now into the joy of the Lord, faithful and wise servant." Let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us hope in the face of hopelessness in this world. Lord, thank you so much, oh God, that we can have hope. Because that hope has been given to us by Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you that in this world that we are living in, there's so much homelessness. There's so much fear. There's so much anger. And the world needs your hope. The world needs the gospel. And Lord, may we share that hope to everyone who wants to know the hope that we have in Christ. And Lord, may we find it in our heart to long for that word from you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, may you work in each and every one of us and make us faithful to the calling that you have given us. No matter how big or small it is, Lord, make us faithful.